Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
There goes my only possession.
Evangelists know what a personal savior is. Elvis impersonators know what a personal Elvis is. But what about Elvis's personal Bible? It exists. It's for sale. It's going up for auction. Karen Fairweather is in the sale room at Omega Auctions. She's the manager of the sale room at Omega Auctions, which is handling the sale of a bunch of Elvis memorabilia, including Elvis's personal Bible. Karen, welcome to the program.
Good morning, John.
Now, is this the Bible that Elvis grew up with and went to church with as a little boy, or something he got later?
No, it's something he got later. It was actually given to him in Christmas 1957, so he had it for the last 20 years of his life.
And a KJV? King James?
Sorry, say that again?
King James Version? Right?
Yes.
And what makes it valuable, aside from the obvious?
I mean, obviously, it's Elvis's Bible, but, you know, a number of Elvis's Bibles have come up over the years because he is known to have had, a fair few. He was a devout Christian. But this particular one, it's the annotations throughout it. There's lots of underlining, there's lots of annotations, so it really gives an insight into Elvis's, what he was thinking sort of over those years. So that's what makes it different. There aren't any others that have come up, certainly to our knowledge, that contain those kind of annotations throughout.
And they've been authenticated as being in Elvis's handwriting.
Yes. The authentication that comes with it, there is a letter included from his uncle Vester, who actually gave him the Bible back in 1957. It's also been subsequently authenticated by Jimmy Velvet, who was the president of the Elvis Presley Museum and was also one of Elvis's good friends for the last 22 years of his life.
What do you think something like this is going to go for?
Oh, it's really difficult to say. We sold John Lennon's tooth last year. We estimated 10,000 for that. It went for 23,000. We're sort of thinking around the £20,000 mark, but, it's really, because it's a completely unique item. It's a fantastic piece of history. It's really difficult to say, but, we sort of think around the £20,000 mark.
I mean, Elvis's Bible, I would believe that it's Elvis's Bible, particularly if it has the annotations, but I kind of have to take somebody's word for John Lennon's tooth, you know what I mean?
We have to do a lot of checking when these items come in. And to be honest, we probably reject about 70 to 80% of the things that actually come through to us. The tooth, it actually came in from a lady called Dot Jarlett, who was John Lennon's housekeeper during the 60s. And she's well written about. She was pretty much one of John's family, and he'd given it to her when he came back from the dentist because
right.
Her daughter was such a big fan. So, again, it had fantastic provenance.
Exactly, provenance, I was going to say. What else have you got in the sale of this stuff before we go?
Within the Elvis collection, it's a fabulous collection. We've obviously got a pair of pants, which have been well written about. Not one of my favourite pieces in there, I have to say. But there are contracts from films that he was in. Elvis's signed contracts. There's a copy of his last will and testament. There's jewellery, there's shoes. And there's something in there for everybody, really. If you're an Elvis fan, things start at around the £50 mark, right up into the Bible. We're estimating at 20,000.
All right, Karen Fairweather, sale room manager at Omega Auctions, auctioning off some Elvis items, including those pants, underpants they were.